How did you first get involved with Northumberland Players, and what motivated you to take that first step into volunteering?
My first experience really was I had a friend, I taught for 31 years. I had a friend who was in one of the Northumberland Players shows. This was in 2001. And he said, hey, you got to come to the Capitol Theater. We're doing Jesus Christ Superstar. I'm pretty proud of it. And come and watch it. And I said, oh, okay. Community theater? Sure. All right. So I went to see it, and I was blown away. That show eventually won the Eastern Ontario Drama League competition for best play, and then it won the provincial one as well. So I definitely saw a good one. And I thought, wow, what do you have to do to get involved with these guys? Because they were pretty amazing. And then I found out that you just show up. You just go to whatever you want to. You audition or you volunteer. And it was a very sort of seamless experience. I ended up on stage for a few times that year. After that, of course, you get involved with the people and you realize, hey, I'll help move this around, or I'll help build this. And so that was sort of the starting point of that, because it really was about the quality of the theater experience that grabbed me. But what's kept me there are the people. And they're all driven. They want to put on good shows. But I moved to Coburg after that, and I would say probably 95% of my friends and my, you know, colleagues, of course, are all from Coburg because of that connection. And I think that's what attracted me, and that was the moment that I thought this was a very special group. And 25 years later, here I am still doing it.
Yeah. What keeps you coming back, and what does volunteering give you personally that you might not get anywhere else?
Well, I think, you know, I have a daughter who's very artistic. She's grown up with the Northumberland Players. We do amazing things with children and the next generation of theater lovers. We just did Annie Jr. with 35 kids, and the mothers and fathers were involved as well. And my wife is a choreographer, so we're full into the Northumberland Players experience volunteering. And we have a passion for the arts in the area. And I think that Northumberland County would be very different without the Northumberland Players. It just wouldn't be the same. And when COVID hit, the Players continued doing things in outdoor venues because we didn't want people to stop that experience, because that was a pretty traumatic experience for people, just connecting and meeting people, having experiences. So we took that very seriously. And we continued doing it. So it's a very determined group to keep giving and giving and giving to the community. So I guess that's the answer, is community that brings me back. My friends are in the organization, and when I, you know, see the look on children's faces when they come and see our shows or participate in our shows, and the growth that I see in people who need that connection, I'm really proud of it. I eventually became part of the board. I'm the president and artistic director. So that big picture now, how can we make those connections to the community even better and more impactful, is one of my goals for the future. But that's also a reason where I think I keep coming back, because I do see that big picture.
Can you share a moment or an experience through the volunteer work that you've done that really showed you what the impact that you were having on the community was?
As I mentioned, I've taught for 31 years. I taught elementary for four and the rest in secondary. I have to admit, I'm a little bit of a sucker for having children in our programs. When I see children on stage working with adults, you know, who one year, I remember we did a show, a Charlie Brown show, and we had a member that was doing hair, and she was 90. She's since passed away. But that vision of this child working with this 90-year-old woman, you know, I can still picture that and the joy that was brought to this child because she had this professionally done hairdo so she could be Lucy and Charlie Brown. I picture those things still. And I had an amazing experience with Annie Jr. because I worked with about 20 parents and about 15 of them that came out and worked backstage for 13 shows. And I just stand back and I take a look at the audience and the smiles on the faces of those parents. And when they get at the end of the show, they get on stage and they take pictures with their family and their kids. It's very rewarding.
One last question. Why do you think volunteering is important, especially in communities like Northumberland? And what would you say to someone who is considering getting involved for the very first time?
I think we're fortunate in Coburg that we do have a a very large volunteer base. Often our volunteers for the North Island Players are working on the hospital board, or they're working with, you know, EDS, or they're working with all sorts of community things like the Rotary. These are dedicated people who just like giving. And to be able to connect people to learning new things. I have people that have been CEOs of company that say, I don't want to do that stuff anymore, but I'll paint, you know, or I'll build a set, or teach me something about being a sound engineer. I think it's just healthy. It's healthy to keep people doing challenging things as they, you know, as they mature, and then teaching the next generation the same thing. So I think it's more than just theater. It's about working together with human beings for a cause, and that's the reward. And when people get involved in that, I think that's why they come back, because not only do we appreciate them, but we engage them in challenging activities where they feel like they're moving forward, they're learning, and also they're developing friendships. So it's a pretty cool experience to watch in motion.